Yo, today's QOD is, you gotta believe it. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got the late, the great, the legendary Mr. Bob Proctor on the show today. And today, Bob is going to encourage you to believe in yourself, to believe that you can do the thing, you can get it done, you can accomplish whatever you want to accomplish. Because if you don't believe that, then your brain's like, well, why are we doing this? If you don't think we're going to get there, then why are we even doing this in the first place? Like, why are we even trying to go? So you got to believe in yourself. And when you believe in yourself and accept yourself for the unlimited person that you are, who is capable of whatever you want to be capable of, you can literally create your own economy, which is really dope. And before we get to Bob, I got a quick announcement for you. Over the last 15 years, to be perfectly honest with you, 15 years, that's crazy. One of the most frequent questions I get is this: hey, Sean, when do we get more from you? You're always interviewing people. You're always featuring speakers. You're promoting other people's projects. You're talking up other people's books. Like, when do we get more of you, Sean? And my new answer is next Monday. Next Monday, March 7th, we start dropping brand new episodes of my brand new podcast called Mindset Coach. This is just me talking. You know, for every QOD episode, I can talk for like 20 minutes, but I don't, because I try to keep these as short as possible, right? And so this is going to be my new project where I just get to talk and teach and teach and teach. And it's a place where I'm not going to be like regurgitating self-help platitudes. You know, that's not my thing. I'm not going to be doing the whole rah-rah motivation thing, because you know that only lasts for so long. What the podcast is about is getting a better understanding of you and how change really works on a biological, neuroscientific level. Because there's not enough of that going on right now. It's just mostly repeating stuff and not really making any sense of things. Like, for example, like, what is the real science behind procrastination? Like, why do you do it? And what can you do to move past it? Instead of somebody being like, hey, you really need to stop procrastinating. Like, tell me more. What about imposter syndrome? You need to get over your imposter syndrome and keep moving forward. Like, no, what's really going on in the brain, in your unconscious mind, that makes you feel like an imposter? You know, we've talked a lot about the brain here and the conflicts and the fear center and, you know, your boss brain, your prefrontal cortex getting shut down where you're in a state of conflict, where you feel fear. Well, we're going to talk way more about that. We're really going to get scientific, because, again, when you can understand what's going on, you can step back from your stresses, from your problems, from your troubles, and step back and go, okay, here's what's going on in my brain. And you know what? It's perfectly normal. And here's something that Sean taught me on Mindset Coach, where I can fix this, you know, I can resolve this. And so again, that's what the show is all about. It's called Mindset Coach. So on your whatever player you're listening to this show on right now, look up Mindset Coach, check out the trailer. It's up right now. Listen to that. You'll find out more about the show, and also hit that subscribe or follow button, and brand new episodes drop again March 7th, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you get me like 8 times a week, and then on social media and the newsletter and all that stuff. And so that's it. Check it out. Bob Proctor is coming up.
Now, we pointed this out before. It's worth repeating. You can literally create your own economy. Now, I'm going to tell you, you do not have to know how it's going to happen. You only have to know it's going to happen. You want to stop and think, what do you want, and take the lid off. Take the lid off your mind. You can have anything you want. And I'm going to tell you something else. You don't even have to believe it. You can say, this is a crock. If you keep doing what I tell you, you're going to start to believe it. I'll explain something now, and I'll explain it later, and you may see it different a little later. Our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And frequently, if we reevaluate a situation, our belief about it will change. Now, I'd been studying the Bible. I'd studied various religions. There's only a half a dozen, so it's not too difficult. I had studied all kinds of books on personal development that you could find. And every one of them kept saying, you've got to believe. And I'm thinking, how do you believe? Somebody says, you've got to believe it. Well, how do you believe? That's a pretty good question, isn't it? How do you believe? Most people can't answer that. But they know if you don't believe it, it ain't going to happen. You got to believe it. And if you don't, you show it in everything you do.
Yes, sir.
You got to believe it. I was trying to figure this out 9.5 years. I was in a coffee shop with a mentor, Leland Bell Van de Waal. And he said that just in conversation. Our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And frequently, if we reevaluate a situation, our belief about it will change. I said, what did you just say? He said, what do you mean? I said, about belief. He said, our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And frequently, when we reevaluate the situation, our belief about it will change. And all of a sudden, I knew why I had changed. I spent all these years reevaluating who I was. I didn't know who the hell I was. I thought I was Bob. I'm not Bob. Bob is my name, but it's not me. Like, you never heard anybody say, I am hand. You have a hand, but you're not hand. And it was through the repetition of studying the same thing over and over and over again, I started to believe I could do different things. And of course, I would go out and I would do them. I would just go into another city and open an office. Never entered my mind that I wouldn't succeed. I remember I went to England. And I went in, I was renting about 2,000 square feet, and I went in to get furniture. The guy said, well, we'll have to check out your finances. I said, what the hell are you talking about, check out my finances? I said, I could furnish this whole damn building. If you don't put that in, forget it, I'll get it somewhere else. We said, no, we'll put it in. I went to another place to get a business card. We'll have them for you in a fortnight. I said, what's a fortnight? He said, 2 weeks. I said, 2 weeks? I said, if it took you 2 weeks to make me a business card, I wouldn't be able to afford to pay for them. I said, I need these right now. I just got here. I need them. I had them right away. You got to know what you want and don't settle for anything but you want. Listen. You've got to see yourself with what you want. This is not a kid's game. This is your life. Quit screwing around with it. It's really fascinating as you get into it. It's so simple. It's so simple just to reject it. Say, got to be more to it than that. No, there isn't. No, there isn't. That's it. Now, we're going to explain more, but that's the bomb. That's the deal. You believe it? If you believe it, you got it. You don't believe it? I don't give a damn how hard you work. You can bust your ass for the rest of your life. If you don't believe it, it ain't going to happen. You know people that work hard all their life. You know the people in your industry. I mean, they're forever going to classes trying to learn how more. They're already great actors. They don't believe they're great actors. They just don't believe it. So it doesn't happen. You got to believe it. How do you believe it? Reevaluate it. I'm God's highest form of creation. There's a great story that you taught me. Pope Michelangelo. He's working on David. And his buddy has dropped by and they had lunch one day. And he says, you're really doing good on this. He says, yeah, well, thanks. He's putting a lot of work into it. Anyway, the buddy went away for 2 or 3 months, and He come back to me, he drops back to see his old buddy Michelangelo. He said, I see you haven't done any more work on David. He said, what the hell are you talking about? Haven't done more work. I fixed his ears, both sides. I fixed the left side of that nostril and the knuckles on every hand. Oh, wow, yeah. He said, they're trivial. It's just trivial. He said, maybe trivial, but trivials make perfection, and perfection is no trivial. You see? It's the little things. Just little things, not a big thing. We gave out books in a seminar. I did one of these seminars. We have to write with your left hand. I don't know, a year ago. So I thought, I should do that myself. We're asking other people to do it. So 3:30 this morning, I'm writing with my left hand. And it's the 253rd day that I've done it. And it's not a hell of a lot better than it was the first day. I mean, I haven't really got any better. You have a difficult time trying to decode what I've written, you know? But I know if I keep doing it, I'll be as proficient with this hand as I am with this hand, but I gotta keep doing it. See, most people won't stay with something until they master it. And if you don't master it, you're not gonna get paid a master's reward. It's so simple. Do you know most people, most salespeople, have got pathetic sales presentations? It's a wonder they sell anything. They call enough people and they find somebody that bought something from them, but they never sold anything, and they call themselves a salesperson. They're not selling at all. They don't understand what they're doing. The average person's sales presentation is pathetic. If you sell, I would recommend you have a prospect that you present to every day. They don't have to be there, and you keep making your presentation. You'll get so good, you'll be a crack shot. You'll never miss. I've worked with some of the greatest salesmen in the world. I'm a great salesman. I'm really a good salesman. I could sell you the paint off the wall if I thought it would help you. Well, I could. I'm that good. But not by accident. When I started, I was so quiet and shy, I was afraid to go and ask anybody to buy anything. And so I didn't sell very much. But I started to read books on selling. Great authors. I worked with Fred Herman, who was one of the greatest salespeople in the world. I was telling somebody a story about him. He was on the Mike Douglas show one time. Some of you are old enough to remember Mike Douglas at a TV show. And Fred's in there on the show, and it's on television, and this is quite a few years ago. And Mike said, so I understand you're the greatest salesman in the world. Well, he said, I don't know. That's what some people say. He said, well, sell me something. He said, well, what do you want me to sell you? Sell me that ashtray. I said, well, what would you want it for? What should I put my cigarettes in? Oh. What would it be worth? He said, I don't know, 50 cents. He says, it's yours. Fred was great. I started to read books on selling. And I started to do what they said. Do you know what I learned? It took me quite a while to figure this out. Those great books, those great people, they have a lot of bad habits, but they didn't put any of them in the book. They just put good stuff in there that they knew worked. And so I started to do what these great teachers were teaching me. I didn't know what else to do because I was starting with nothing. And it worked. I phoned the vice president of sales with Prudential Insurance Company in Chicago. They have 10 territories. That was the number one territory in the world. Mel Haycraft was the VP. I phoned him every Monday for a year. And one Monday I didn't phone. His secretary, Kathy, phoned me. They wanted to know if I was sick. That's when I got in. And we sold them. We did the whole company. Listen, If you want to sell, you've got to get really good, and you can create your own economy. But you can create your own economy at anything if you get really good at it. Make up your mind, whatever you do, you're going to master it. You're going to be something so damn good at it. Now, I'm not much good at anything else. I'm very good at what I do, but I don't do anything else. This is all I do. I have no idea how to keep books. None. I would scare Sandy if I took something like that over. I know I just have to do what I love, and I'll get better at it. And I keep getting better at what I do.
That was Mr. Bob Proctor. His website is ProctorGallagherInstitute.com. You can watch today's talk on YouTube. It is called Bob Proctor, Paradigm Shift 2020, Day 1, Part 2. Actually, it's in Spanish. Parte 2 of 3. All right, my friend. Hey, again, go check out my new podcast, Mindset Coach. The trailer is up right now on your favorite podcast player. Hit the subscribe button or the follow button, and new episodes drop next Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm out. Follow me on Instagram @SeanCroxton. Peace.